It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today. We have Mike from the New Outlaw Band with us today. Hey, Mike.
Hey, very good to be here. Thanks, Cal.
Thanks so much. I'm kind of working my way through the band. We've talked to a number of you over the last little while, haven't we?
You're a member three of four.
Yeah.
You've talked to Tulsa, Johnny, now Mike. The next guy up would be Steve.
Okay.
Hopefully.
We'll have a chat with Steve, hopefully, in the near future. Because I'm pretty sure you're going to have some new music coming out this summer or in the fall, maybe. Hey.
Yeah, we've been, focusing a lot on our catalog of music that we have and trying to get it recorded as best as possible and get it out there. And the amount of music we have is, I can't tell you how much we actually have. And it's a,
yeah.
And we find all of it to be good, and we want to share with everyone else as well.
So do you guys write all your stuff then? Or do you look for outside writers?
It's all original. Yeah. We all collaborate together on the music. Sometimes someone will show up with the full song fully evolved and we do some tweaks together, but it's all original music and we've been together for many years doing this.
Nice.
The amount of output from us actually gets in our way because we're working on a song, and sometimes as we're working on one, a new one will pop up in my rehearsal space, and then that one sounds almost as good as the one we've been working on, so we keep moving on. And so there's a lot of stuff to work on.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's talk about this new tune of yours called Born Ready. Tell us about that song.
Well, that's one. So, that style of music, it's a bit of a more of a barn burner, which is way more in our wheelhouse. We excel in that kind of high energy music. So this one's got a bit of a ZZ Top vibe to it, with sort of an anthemic, chorus, which we just love. We like to get sort of the crowd when we do play live shows, get them singing along with us. And I think this is the one that definitely they can get behind.
When I was emailing Johnny back and forth to set this this interview up, that's exactly what I thought too. Man, to hear this song live, it'll just hit you between the eyes, I would think, right?
Yes. So we've been, with the COVID lockdown, we basically haven't been doing any live performance.
Yeah.
We've done a couple. We did a boat cruise and we did a couple little shows here and there, but nothing significant. But as stuff is now reopening, our focus now is getting back onto getting our live set together.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing the last few rehearsals, is sort of focusing in on getting our, performance chops down.
Yeah, because it's been a while.
Born Ready, it's been a while, for sure.
Yeah.
It's been crazy how this lockdown has affected a lot of, businesses shutting down, bands actually breaking up, new businesses opening up, so new venues, and there's just, it's been a wild ride so far, but we made the best of it, focusing our time in the studio and writing.
Yeah.
Recording.
Yeah, that's for sure. We should mention too that you're based out of BC, right?
Yeah, we're based out of BC. I keep talking about our studio. So that is one luxury item that we have, which maybe some other musicians may have to struggle with, but I built a custom studio in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very comfortable, wall to wall red velvet. We have a lounge in there, blender for, mixing up our margaritas. And so we create an environment that's very comfortable with no time limit. The guys can stay there as long as they want. And it's sort of like a dream studio,
so
which I've always wanted.
Yeah. So did you build that because of COVID or?
No, it was built prior to COVID.
Nice.
And it was just sort of something, I always dreamed of having my own rehearsal space studio.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is really nice. So we spend, when we're together, we just hard to get us out of that place.
Yeah.
It's sort of, but it, within there comes all the magic, the
yep.
writing. We create an environment that's very sort of comfortable for us and makes us feel good.
Yeah.
One of our key mottos is got to be fun.
Yeah.
We're not having fun, we're not there. So.
Well, and it seems like you have a lot of fun, and you and I were kind of talking off the air a little bit, Mike, I guess some great advice for anybody who hasn't heard this song is maybe take a listen to it and just crank it up a bit, I suppose, right? Like you did this morning.
Yeah. Well, I drive around my car. I've got some kind of super car stereo in my car, so I drive around like a rolling nightclub.
Yeah.
And I drive around, I'm blasting this thing. People are sometimes looking at me, what's with this guy? What's he listening to? But he goes, I don't think I heard this on the radio, but here I am advertising everywhere, and I can't get enough of it. I mean, but I listen to most of my music full blast.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to feel the music to get into it. And it's, so like I said, If the listeners out there get a chance to track it down, by all means.
How do we get a hold of that song? How do we get a hold of information on you guys? What's the best way to do that?
Well, you just type in newoutlawband.com. Mm-hmm. It'll take us to our website. And from there, we have links to all major social media sites. We're on Spotify, YouTube. The ultimate goal eventually, we are going to release a hard copy of, get some physical, like a CD right. out there for people, or vinyl.
Yep.
But as we're working our way through our songs and trying to get the perfect sort of, I guess, a 10-song type of classic type of album,
yeah.
we're almost there.
Yeah, good.
But right now, we're available all over social media.
Perfect.
No problem.
Awesome, Mike. Thanks. Thanks for the chat. Say hi to the guys for me, and good luck with this new tune.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
New Outlaw Band on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.